Now we turn to Czech history. The Prague district of Bubeneč in the bend of the Vltava River is a quiet, mostly residential part of town and a scene of continuous archaeological discoveries. People have been living in the area since at least the 5th millennium BC, when the phenomenon of agriculture began to spread through Central Europe. Only last year, the district made the international news with the discovery of an atypical burial site from the ancient corded ware culture. Now, archaeologists working on the site of the new Canadian embassy have found what appears to be the earliest use of agricultural plowing in the Czech lands. In this episode of Czech History, Christian Falvey speaks with Petra Maříková-Vlčková, one of the members of the archaeological team.
As you probably know, this part of Prague is extremely interesting, not only for prehistorical, but also for, let's say, early medieval archaeology. And since the half of the 19th century, when actually this part of Prague has been, let's say, more densely populated, and the street structure has been stated, since then we know that there are archaeological finds there. But what was really unexpected was the amount of archaeological situations we have found there, because we found almost 2 meters of intact archaeological deposits, which is not only for Prague, but for, let's say, Central Europe, quite unexpected. So that's why we are talking about, let's say, a tell of Bubeneč.
A tell, which is usually associated
with
the Holy Lands or
well, Near Eastern archaeology, let's put it this way. Actually, tell is derived originally from Arabic, and it means as hill. In archaeology, it's used as a term for, let's say, a settlement hill with deposits that are caused by, let's say, human activities. In the Near Eastern archaeology, is almost everywhere. Let's say it's spread all around the countryside, and it composites mainly of mud bricks, sun-dried mud bricks that just decomposed, and then when the people returned to the place, to the spot, they built on top of this, let's say, destruction, and another layer came above. In Europe, it's a little bit different, because we don't have here, of course, the sun-dried bricks, because it's much more muddy here, and also it rains much more, so to use sun-dried bricks, it's useless, because they would melt. So,
but people have been building with stone here for thousands of years.
But mainly not stone, because stone was expensive material, because it also took time to adjust the stone to, let's say, construction stone material. So they use daub and wood and those kind of construction material. Evidence for those constructions we also found at Bubeneč. So that's why we were thinking that actually the tell of Bubeneč consists more or less of waste.
What is it about Bubeneč that was so attractive for people over the last 5,000 years? Or more, much more, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, well, the first inhabitants we know of were the first, let's say, Neolithic, the first farmers. So yeah, we are somewhere in the 6th millennium BC. Definitely it's because of the climate, probably the mild climate, the very arable land that is there, and also the nearness of Moldau, the river Vltava. So yeah, those were probably, let's say, the most beneficent factors.
And so what you found in this hill was several layers of human settlement from all the way from the Neolithic through the Celts and Germanic tribes and...
Actually, the situation is a little bit different. What we found there is actually the lowermost level belongs to the Neolithic. Then we do have information that some inhabitation got there in Neolithic, let's say, Chalcolithic in the terminology used in Mediterranean archaeology. Then we do have Bronze Age and the, let's say, first half of the Iron Age. And then actually our information stopped because the topmost levels is a level of more or less 20 centimeters with really mixed up material, also later material like Celtic or Roman period, but it's melted up everything, including most recent material. So what we think is actually that when at the beginning of 19th century, when this part of Prague has been settled and new buildings have been constructed there, they actually cut down part of the tell, the upmost level, and they use it for, let's say, kind of levelation building activities. So yeah, very probably the settlement originally had been continuous since Neolithic up to very probably early medieval time, but what we found on our spot was just up to the Hallstatt period, and then the intact material stopped, and we do have just these disturbed archaeological contexts.
Now, at the lowest level, you found the earliest evidence of ploughing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, some of the earliest, because so far, because the excavations ended just at the beginning of November, so we do have just like 2 months for pre-evaluation. So we took, of course, the samples for C14 dating, but we don't have so far the data. So yeah, probably some of the earliest ploughing we have found there. And as far as our archaeological knowledge is concerned now, we probably can date those ploughing traces or ploughing marks at the beginning of Neolithic period, so more or less 3500 BC, but this is really preliminary.
How important a find would that be if you found that it was even just several hundred years older than previous ploughed fields?
Well, to be honest, for the Czech archaeology, it would double the so far known sites with ploughing marks from this particular period. So, yeah, it is of extreme importance. What also is very important for this part of archaeological knowledge is that actually we don't have these crisscross plough marks, which are usual for this period. We do have only linear parallel marks, which usually are sought as a kind of ritual behavior, which were usually done just below the burial mounds of this period. And what is interesting in Bubenec is that we don't have any traces of any burial mound there. So we might suggest that actually there were probably two kinds of ploughing in this period, this crosswise, which was probably much more effective, and this, let's say, more ancient linear ploughing, which had been found in Bubenec.
What kind of rituals are we talking about when
who knows?
No one knows. So why is it called
no
ritual ploughing?
Well, because it was usually found below burial mounds, and we might suggest that actually when you want to bury somebody below the ground, you want to give him the possibilities of eternal living. And for this, you have to, let's say, fulfill some conditions, like, for example, give him either blessing or some means of gaining subsistence. And this subsistence may be, let's say, symbolized by ploughing, because crops were essential for these people. So that's why we probably may, let's say, tentatively say these ploughing marks as ritual. On the other hand, we have to also say that when archaeologists don't know what something means, then he calls it ritual, and you have answer for almost everything.
Well, lastly, what do we know about the people who left these furrows?
Well, we don't know much, to be honest. If we assume that actually the ploughing marks belong to the early Neolithic period, then we might suggest that actually it belong to people that were much more advanced than Neolithics, they were able to grow much more crops, much more efficiently. So probably also the density of population increased in those times. And what is much more interesting and important is that those people were already able to melt bronze or copper objects. So in those days, actually, the hierarchy of society arose, and it was much more, let's say, complicated. And also the first, let's say, long trade contacts with the Mediterranean area have been built up. So yeah, it was quite, for me, it's quite an interesting period of time.
That was Petra Maříková-Volčková ending that edition of Czech History with Christian Falvey. She's the member of an archaeological team who was talking there about the earliest use of agricultural plowing in the Czech lands.